Welcome to another episode of WNM Podcast, where we hope to unlock your potential. Today's episode is titled Gratitude. Gratitude means thanks and appreciation. It's the warm feeling you get when someone helps you figure out a great solution to a difficult problem that you've been trying to solve. Though they both recognize the instrumental roles others have played in our lives, gratitude is different from indebtedness. It turns denial into acceptance, chaos into order, confusion into clarity. Sometimes we need a moment of appreciation of the small victories we find minuscule, and just like how we find reason to magnify our problems, I hope we can find the ability to magnify our victories in the same manner so as to reach that moment of bliss necessary to keep us moving ahead, to see the little things that make a difference in our lives. It can turn a meal into a feast, a house into a home, a stranger into a friend. It might be hard to overcome all the problems we may be facing, but a little step toward the right direction might help reinforce the needed strength to overcome what may seem like the end of the world. Bear in mind, this is not cast in stone and to be taken as law, but it is a hopeful proclamation to keep you from always looking down at your attempts and achievements, no matter how big or small they seem. Our lives may not seem as valuable to some, but I can assure you through the following scripture that they are certainly of predestined merit. Psalm 139:14, and it reads, "I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful." That is the power of gratitude. It has the ability to shift our focus from what our lives lack to the abundance that is already present. One of my favorite personal anecdotes about gratitude comes from a long time ago when I was starting out to find my feet in my career. I felt stuck in a job that didn't fulfill me, and I felt like I was just going through the motions. But then my father shared with me a simple practice of gratitude. Every day he would write down three things he was grateful for. It could be anything from a delicious lunch, a kind word from a co-worker, or even just a beautiful sunset on his walks home. Inspired by him, I started to do the same. And slowly but surely, I noticed a shift in my perspective. I started to see the good in my job and the people around me. I started to appreciate the opportunities for growth and learning that were present in my everyday tasks. I started to feel more content and less restless. And all it took was a shift in focus, a habit of recognizing and appreciating the good in my life. In summary, gratitude is not just an emotion, it is a practice. It is a conscious choice to focus on the good in our lives, to appreciate the beauty in the world around us, and to acknowledge the kindness and generosity of others. It is about cultivating a positive mindset and embracing a more joyful way of living. Gratitude is the key to a happier, more fulfilling life. It is the key to finding joy in the ordinary and meaning in the mundane. Remember, you're not being tasked to be grateful as an instruction, but instead you are being asked to take a moment and try to see even the one thing around or within yourself that you can pause a moment for and be appreciative about. Gratitude opens doors to peace of mind, though there may be chaos around. It channels the blissful feeling into an experience of accomplishment. If it only takes 1 degree to change the state of water from liquid to ice or ice to liquid, then taking the one step at a time approach would not hurt if you are trying to change your experiences around you. In all my years, I have learned that there is always someone out there in either a far worse scenario than I, especially if I'm feeling like I'm going through the utmost torments of life. Furthermore, if someone is driven and dedicated, they too can attain that which they sought for earnestly. So that one step at time that they are taking could also be my one step to take for my own desired change or accomplishment. I feel success is an outcome of taking one step further away from the attempts of failing each time. We can also look at it this way. Failure is an undesired outcome from what one perceived or envisioned. So each restructured attempt to reach that desired outcome you will define as success will be based on the one step taken in the aligned direction toward the intended result. So for one to reach this kind of consistency, it will take the moments of appreciation, or should I say gratitude, to understand how far you've come and how further you can still go, as long as one remains steadfast to the goal of their desired experience. I hope this episode will enable you to see the capability in you, to go above and beyond the restrictions set against you, possibly by your experiences or by circumstance. Take a moment to say thank you for the blessings in your life. Take a moment to cultivate gratitude, because life is full of beauty, and sometimes all it takes is a shift in focus to see it. Thank you for joining us today on the Wisdom of Naive Minds podcast. We hope you found some value in our conversation about gratitude. Until next time, remember to appreciate the little things, because they are the big things in the making.